Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOKA Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOKA Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOKA Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. We're rocking on the show today with comedian Henry Phillips. He's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Most Whitney Houston in the tub and Elvis on the throne. Oh, no. Mirror on the wall, where have all the good ones gone? Even Jim Morrison met his final doom. Walking the Green Mile right there in the bathroom. I believe I'll hold it in. Next time I have to go, won't be near porcelain. Whether it's a bubble bath or do it number two, just stay in your kitchen or you might be through. Even Orville Redenbacher went the same way. I blame his bathroom, not the microwave. Lenny Bruce, Judy Garland also on the list. Buddy Holly was headed there, but his plane can't leave this. I believe I'll hold it in. Next time I have to go, won't be near porcelain. Whether it's in the tub or over a bidet, you can bet your ass that Calgon ain't taking me away.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. We've got a special guest.
He is a singer-songwriter. Henry Phillips has joined us in the studio, an old friend of the show.
Thank
you. Yeah. We go back more than 25 years.
I'd say about that, 2000, I think, is the first
and,
time.
And
1999.
Actually. I'm going to read this letter because it kind of reminds, I don't know why this reminds me of Henry.
This ought to be good.
There's just something about this.
Okay.
This is from Mitch. Dear Bob and Tom Show, I was in a coma for 10 days last March.
Okay. Henry.
Sounds familiar.
No, what?
Due to, I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this right, necrotizing pneumonia.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that is wow, terrible.
That's when you get pneumonia and then it necrotizes.
Yeah. Some kind
of brutal.
Necro is usually bad,
dead,
right?
Dead yeah. things. Right?
Death is
I know. Necrophilia, I know.
Yeah, that's
well,
bad.
That's not so bad, but the...
I was on a ventilator for 10 days, writes Mitch. When I woke up, I thought I was in Mexico. By the way, he was in Springfield, Missouri. I immediately started hallucinating every night. One of the weird ones, there was a naked old guy with a sling on his arm sitting on a chair next to my bed. I hallucinated his girlfriend was in full black latex.
What?
I was trying to talk to them about why they were in my room.
Fascinating.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Mitch. He says, go Cardinals. He's from Springfield.
All right, go Cards. But boy, how odd.
Yeah.
What a writer's letter. Better.
Yeah. A random letter. And there's something about it, Henry, that reminded me of you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny because that whole story is literally what my song is about.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What a coincidence.
I'm just kidding. It's not about that. That would be a real coincidence.
Haven't seen you in a while. Did you get married?
I did. Yeah. And very happily. Yeah. The only thing I want to say is that I don't think her parents like me very much.
Oh, no.
Yeah, aww. No, it's too bad. I mean, it's hard to tell. Just one example is, there was one time that we took a selfie and then she sent it to her dad. And he wrote back and she goes, "Aw." And I was like, "Well, what's that?" "Oh, yeah, he said something nice." I'm like, "He said something nice because I don't think he likes me very much. Let me see what it was." And he said, "That Henry sure is a lucky guy." And I'm like, "Babe, that's not a compliment at all. He's literally just saying I'm not worthy of his daughter." Yeah. Somehow I tricked the system and got lucky and scammed everybody into this. Like, that's not, how did you see that was a nice compliment to me? And then her mom, very similar situation. I was like, "So is your mom like me? I mean, what's going on there?" And she goes, yeah. She says, "You're fine." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Well, how did she say it?" And then she said, I asked her, "What'd you think?" And then she said, "He's fine. What do you want me to say?" And I was like, okay. So anyway, I'm getting
both compliments.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. You know, they both, I mean, they're a wonderful family. Her dad and her brother literally built their house with their bare hands on a vacant lot. Like, they're those types of people. And they can't make anything out of me. They're like, "So what do you do again?" It's like, it's a digital content creator. I don't know. Can I work for you? I don't know. But very happily. And it's been a good time.
Good.
And you are a digital content creator.
I guess I am now.
You want to explain the name of your thing?
Yeah. So about 14 years ago, I was in the throes of extreme depression and probably drinking way too much. And I was broke. And I started watching YouTube videos of people cooking. And I thought, well, you know, maybe this will be my thing. I could do this, you know. And so I've never cooked before in my life, but I started teaching people how to make things like chili and asparagus and stuff like that. And it sort of took off. And at this point, I have more than 100,000 followers on YouTube, and I've got millions of views on some of these videos. And here I am 14 years later. I'm still broke. I still drink a lot, and I'm still in the throes of an extreme depression. But
other than that, it's good.
It's been a lot of fun. So this is, if you put in Henry's Kitchen on YouTube, and I also have a website, henrys.kitchen, and that's got my tour dates and all the social media and everything. But it's really fun. I got a retweet from Snoop Dogg recently. That was interesting. And,
nice.
And Slash. And like every now and then there'll be some celebrity and they'll give me a shout out. And it's been a real adventure and I'm having a blast with it. Digital content creator, I guess. It's very different.
And you've got a guitar in your hand right now.
Yeah, yeah. So why don't I do, since I am on a little mini tour here right now. Wait, do you guys hear that guitar okay?
Yeah, I hear it now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Goose the volume a little bit on your end.
Sound all right?
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
I am on a little mini tour. Why don't I do this song here? This is a little song about that I used to sing for the ladies when I'd pick them up on dates. These are the things in my car, all of the wonderful things in my car, a broken guitar, a Cuban cigar, some pee in a jar, things in my car. They may not be luxury, but they are everything I need, so come with me and you can see things in my car. So if I was lucky, I'd bring the girl back to my apartment and I'd sing this next verse here. These are the things in my apartment, all of the wonderful things in my apartment, a little compartment with a silk undergarment and pills for penile enlargement, and a letter from the police department, the things in my apartment. There's some cat poo on the mat, and I don't even have a cat. So tell me what you think of that, and the things in my apartment. By now, the girl would be long gone, but I do this next song, this next part of the song by myself. These are the things in my room. All of the wonderful things in my room. A dusty old broom, a Batman costume, a book by Judy Blume, a bag of mushrooms, a general sense of impending doom. The things in my room. They may not be luxury, but they are all of the world to me. So come and build a life with me and the things in my room. The things in my room.
Very nice.
Yeah. No, that song has definitely got me some action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a panty killer.
You don't even have a cat.
No,
Henry Phillips is our guest.
And you wonder why your in-laws don't like
it. No, yeah. It's hard to explain.
Have you sang for your in-laws?
No, I haven't. Maybe I should try to.
Yeah, maybe you should write them a song.
Woo that. Yeah, that'll seal the deal with them. Yeah.
Henry Phillips is here with us.
Good morning.
You can find information about him. You're all over the world of social media, which is interesting because I think socially, I think the word inept would be.
I always have. I always seem to get. Well, I get in these things where I try so hard to not stand out or to not get noticed that I actually stand out way more, you know. And I was at one point back in the height of my traveling, I was going around so much that I started getting places mixed up. Did you have that happen, Pat?
Absolutely.
Where you just like, this hotel looks just like the one in, you know, two states over or whatever. So for a little while I was doing the Improv in Vegas and then the one in Tahoe back to back. And the layout was similar. The Harrah's in Vegas, you'd go in there to the hotel desk, and right next to it, there was a Starbucks. And the little secret was that there was a long staircase, and if the line was too long, you'd go to the top, and there'd be another Starbucks right there, which is crazy.
Wow.
And then in Tahoe, they had almost the exact same layout. They had the Starbucks, and then there's the long staircase, but there isn't a Starbucks. So that part's going to be important in a second.
Okay.
I was at the Improv in Tahoe at the Harvey's, and I'm standing in line for the Starbucks, and it's one of those mornings where it's 50 people deep. You know, there's moms with crying babies and strollers and stuff. There's guys with skis, you know. It's a ski town, and everybody's just upset, and they're doing that kind of small talk that you get in when you're waiting in a line. You know, that they're like, what are they doing up there? They got to kill the beans or whatever. Like, that doesn't even make sense. I don't think that's what he said, but something along those lines, heckling. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is terrible. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go to the one upstairs. And this guy with the skis is like, wait, there's one upstairs? Yeah, I mean, you know, they might have a line up there, but it's not going to be as long as this one. I can guarantee that. He's like, so I turn around, I start walking up this long flight of stairs, and I'm about halfway through, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, is this the one that has the Starbucks, or is this... And I turn around, and there's like 15 people following me. There's like moms with strollers, babies, and there's guys with skis, and I'm like, oh boy. And then I get to the top, and there's like a conference room. There's nothing. There's just a whole lot of nothing. And everybody gets to the top. And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe there's not a Starbucks here. The guy with the skis, like, honey, get our place in line. This guy's out of his mind. He just followed a crazy person. And I'm just like, and then, you know, I have to see these people because I'm performing at the club, at the hotel. So I look out in the audience and I see these guys. Guy's still got his skis for some reason. Just like, hey, that's that jerk who told us that we were... Oh, man.
Oh, that's classic. Henry Phillips is our guest. Singer, songwriter, and now married guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Christy Lee is right over there. back from a very brief vacation. Mm-hmm. And let's get a little bit of news out of you. What's going on?
There's a new study out there that finds frequent nightmares may triple the risk of an early death.
Come on! Triple?
What?
Researchers analyzing long-term data revealed adults who report weekly nightmares are more than three times as likely to die before age 70.
I easily have weekly nightmares.
Than those who rarely have them.
Well,
Josh. The study also found both children and adults with recurring nightmares show signs of faster biological aging.
Man, I don't understand the correlation.
Scientists say, Josh, that nightmares elevate your cortisol, the body's stress hormone, disrupting your sleep and hindering overnight cell repair, factors that can accelerate aging at the cellular level.
I see.
That does make sense. Their lead researcher, Abidemi Otaku, noticed that the brain reacts to nightmares as if they were real events, making the stress response particularly intense. Mm. In fact, weekly nightmares were found to be a stronger predictor of premature death than smoking, poor diet, or
all right.
inactivity.
That I don't believe.
That's hard to believe. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's one of those things, and there's a couple of these statistics that you'll hear where it's just like, okay, we're very sorry that you have nightmares all the time, but also you're going to die early. So then you're just having more nightmares now.
Yeah. And I have daymares.
It's like when they used to always bring up the statistic that, you know, it's like men who have, healthy sexual relations with a partner on a regular basis tend to live longer. So it's like not only are you not getting laid, but you're also dying young. It's like, thanks. This is great.
I was having nightmares so frequently that I talked to my doctor about it.
Really?
Yes. And he goes, yeah, that can be a side effect of your anxiety disorder medication. I was like, I see. So it sucks the anxiety out of my daytime,
right,
but then just loads my dreams up.
Well, you know, there's a thing called situational rational depression, and I got diagnosed with this. It was in my 20s. I was with a therapist, and I was just like, yeah, no, I'm going through this breakup, which is terrible, and I just have no direction in my life, no career, and just all kinds of issues. And I was just, can you give me like some meds or something to get over the depression? And they go, well, no, you have what's called situational depression. What that means is that you're rational, like you should be depressed because this is awful stuff that you have happening in your life. Nothing's weird about it. Your reaction is perfectly healthy.
Yes. Yeah.
Your life sucks.
And you're rational enough to see that.
So we're not going to put you on any meds. And so I was like, really? So you just I suck. Yeah. That's all that is.
What you need is a job and a better apartment.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And a girlfriend that likes you.
Yes.
And okay.
You got to clean up your life.
She essentially said it makes sense. You're real sad.
Yeah, you actually have a reason. A lot of people come in here and they're just clinical or biological or whatever, but you actually have a reason to be depressed.
Rational.
Yeah.
This story, I don't buy this story either. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Worse than smoking, that seems crazy.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah.
Do you ever smoke in your dreams?
No, and maybe it's because I never really smoked.
Really? And do you ever eat in dreams?
Boy, that would be, I have, but nothing comes to mind. You know what, like.
Do you smoke in your dreams?
No, I was just asking. I
don't know.
My dreams primarily are I'll be talking to people.
I had a major.
Oh, gee, there's a shock.
Or other things.
I had a pee dream. It was last night. That was, you ever have those where you have, in real life, I guess you really have to pee. So then your dreams are mostly like, I got to find an unoccupied bathroom. Uh-huh. Or then I will, and then I'll pee some, but I'm like, oh, no, that didn't take care of it. There was like 3 hours of that, it felt like, last night.
Why didn't you just get up and pee?
I didn't know I had to. I was that asleep. And then I woke up and was like, oh, my gosh. Like my back hurt. I had to pee so bad.
But when you were a kid, you had issues with sleeping and
pee. Yeah, so thankfully, I was a bedwetter until, I don't know, 11, 12. And so,
I thought you were going to say 38.
Last week.
Yeah.
You know, it can still come back.
Yeah. If I drink, it can come back sometimes. But that's been a while. That has been a while.
That's one of those dreams that, like, Freud would have been able to analyze very easily. You know, it's like, oh, you're dreaming about having to pee because you have to pee. Not a lot of psychological.
Right. No, but Freud, I have situational rational.
Yeah, exactly.
But Freud would have wanted you to pee on your mother.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, and I
so which
I
brings think, us to this song.
That's not going
to
happen again. I don't think.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.